Aptec holds several patents and has more pending for its thermoplastic custom water and wastewater treatment systems. A move to larger quarters in Roanoke County was celebrated with a ribbon cutting yesterday. A $78,000 grant from the Virginia Economic Development Partnership will help with recruiting and workforce training. Salem Delegate Greg Habib says that's a good way to spend state funds.
We want to be real judicious with the citizens' resources, but where appropriate, being able to provide grant money that we know is going to have a return in tax dollars is a good role for the state to play simply to support these entrepreneurs and what they're doing.
Roanoke County helped Aptec find their new 27,000 square foot home in the Glenver area. Economic Development Director Jill Loop sees a trend.
Definitely manufacturing is picking up in the county and in the Roanoke Valley altogether. We're certainly looking at new activity going on every day.
Aptec plans to more than triple their current workforce of 31 and now has the room to do it after relocating from elsewhere in the valley. Gene Morano, WFIR News.